how we let the Democrats do that. But we, hey, elections have consequences. We always talk about that. That, by the way, is why we're going to be visiting with Tom Wagner, a candidate for the Clark County Commission, District C. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
For the second straight night, the Las Vegas Aviators fell to the Tacoma Rainiers. Wasn't nearly as bad as Tuesday night's 14-0 drubbing. Last night's final was 8-4. It's $2 beer night tonight at Las Vegas Ballpark. The Vegas Golden Knights are playoff bound for the sixth time in 7 years. They've never entered the postseason as a wild card, and it would take a couple of things for that to happen this season. A loss to Anaheim tonight, and the LA Kings earning at least 1 point in their game tonight. Failing that, the reigning Stanley Cup champions will finish in third place in the Pacific and open the playoffs against the Edmonton Oilers. VGK faces off against the Ducks tonight in the regular season finale. Puck drops at 7 at the Fortress.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670. Talk radio done right.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home invasions and protects your business from burglary. Don't give criminals a fighting chance. Call now for your free estimate. Add value to your home or business. Call 702-878-1072, 878-1072, or go to RolladenLV.com.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit drjeffgunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
Hi, I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. When choosing a lawyer after a car wreck, you need to consider the law firm's experience, results, and reputation. Lerner & Rowe stands above other law firms when it comes to experience and results, helping over 150,000 people recover billions of dollars. When it comes to reputation, we have thousands of five-star reviews. Call us today and let us put our experience, proven results, and reputation to work for you. Call Lerner & Rowe.
Lerner & Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Multi-state settlements. Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Finley Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Cleanup continues on a North Las Vegas accident on I-15 northbound. This is after Craig Road. Left lane is blocked there, and that's causing a bit of backup there. 15 northbound again, just past Craig. You want to stay to the middle and right lanes to get by that. East side of the valley, new one through the Charleston curve. That's on 95 southbound approaching Boulder Highway. Southeast injury accident on the surface streets at Russell and Pecos. You also want to steer clear of. Moving along safely, though, on the Beltway so far this morning. Partly sunny skies. Will have lighter winds today and temperatures that won't quite hit 90 degrees. Looking at 88 for a high today. It's 64 degrees, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I like to dream. Yes, yes, right between the sound machine. On a cloud of sound, up in the night.
I promised you that we would be talking with the candidates down the ballot. It's not all about the U.S. Senate race or the presidential race or the congressional races. We got a lot of races right here where we live. Very, very happy to have him back on the program. He was on a while back. Tom Wagner is running for Clark County Commission in District C. It's an open seat because Ross Miller, I guess, decided to be a one-term commissioner. First of all, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it, Tom Wagner. What have you been up to since we last talked?
Kevin, I've been working hard every day. I'm meeting donors and doing endorsement interviews and walking. And I tell you, a lot of walking. I've been concentrating on Sun City Summerlin. And I really enjoy meeting people and talking to the voters because they really haven't seen their last commissioner out there, or really a lot of elected officials. And they're kind of surprised when I'm at the door with my pamphlet saying, hey, that's you. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. I think that's the way I'm going to earn their vote.
Where is District C located?
Yeah, so it's Charleston North all the way to Mount Charleston. And then the west boundary is Red Rock, and the east boundary is the 95 freeway. So pretty big district.
I want to ask you, because you mentioned that you've been doing a lot of door knocking. What are potential constituents telling you? What are the issues that keep coming up when you knock on doors?
You know what? I think traffic and public safety. So as a retired police officer, I've always paid very close attention to safety. Obviously, as a police officer, you're concerned about it day in, day out, not only where you live, but where you work, play, all those things. So you want you and your neighbors to be safe, right? And I tell them that it's my top priority. I think it would be interesting to have a law enforcement officer sitting at the commission making those decisions. Metro's budget, 62% comes from the county. And as often as my opponents say they'll work with law enforcement, I can proudly say I spent 25 years as a cop. So I am the only county commissioner in the last 23 years to be a full-time county commissioner as a retired cop. And then obviously nobody likes cones. The cones, I think we need to really do something about, especially at our level.
I want to ask you, because just in looking at this particular race, you've gotten a lot of bipartisan support for your campaign. Can you talk a little bit about that bipartisan support?
Yeah. I mean, I consider myself a Republican. I'm a union member with Las Vegas Metro Police Department. I still am very involved with my union. But I think it's going to take somebody that can work across party aisles, that can work with not only Democrats, but independents. I know everybody knows Stavros lost this race by 10 votes. Some say that he actually won it, but that's here nor there. In Clark County, 42% of our electorals are independent, nonpartisan registered voters, and only 26% are Republicans. So I felt if I wanted to win this race and get in this race and be a contender, I needed to work across party aisles to get that done. And I think I've done a great job for that. Some of my opponents have said that I'm not really a Republican because I have Democrat endorsements. I think that's silly. I think you got to, especially in law enforcement, you got to work not only with the good guys, the bad guys, play good guy, play bad guy, but be there and be a team player and understand that if I want to get things done and find solutions, I have to have everybody's buy-in, and I think I could be that leader to help to get that done.
Again, Tom Wagner joining us, candidate for Clark County Commission District C. I know at this point you're doing a lot of door knocking. You're going to town halls. You're meeting with groups. You're getting the endorsements. I guess my question is, what is it that your campaign needs right now today?
Well, obviously, my base is going to be walking. So I have a couple super walks coming up. I need some volunteers to help me walk. We've got some great retired police and firemen helping me. We've got some great business owners that have decided to walk with us. But, you know, I'll take anybody. I want somebody that wants to believe in the cause, get to know me, understand my values, my work ethic. So anybody can reach me on my cell at 702-326-3363. Or if you want to email me, it's tom@wagnerforclarkcounty.com. And also they could visit my website, wagnerforclarkcounty.com. And I'm just very appreciative that anybody wants to join in because that's what it's going to take. I might be outspent, but I won't be outworked.
Tom Wagner, it's always good to visit with you. Thanks so much. We will talk again soon, I'm sure.
Hey, thanks a lot. Have a great day.
There you go. Tom Wagner, candidate for Clark County Commission District C. Coming up on the program, Dan Schwartz, candidate for Congress, CD3. Vitally important race. We got to show Susie Lee the door. She's done absolutely nothing for Southern Nevada. We'll talk about that with Dan Schwartz coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670. KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hi, this is Josh Levitt. And I'm running for Nevada State Senate District 18 because I believe in a brighter future for each and every one of us. Together, we will move forward innovative solutions to diversify the economy, improve our schools, cut wasteful spending, and improve our healthcare infrastructure. I'm not just a candidate. I'm a lifelong Nevadan with a track record of getting things done. From being a champion for small businesses to advocating for better access to healthcare, I'm exactly the representative you need in Carson City. I bring years of experience in business as a chief information officer, an entrepreneur, and community builder with a history of working with legislators on education and workforce development policies. Join me in this journey to build a better Nevada. Your vote on June 11th will ensure there is choice in education, our families have access to quality health care, and our community thrives. Together, let's shape a future we can all be proud of. Visit joshfornevada.com to learn more about my vision and how you can get involved. I'm Josh Levitt, and I approve this message. Paid for by Josh Levitt for Nevada.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Why do so many Las Vegas voters support Ron Quince for Congress? Because they trust Ron Quince. Trust is everything.
As a businessman, I've earned the trust of my employees, my clients, my investor, and my partners. Trust is essential in business.
This is just what we need. Principled conservatives we can trust in Congress.
I am running to represent the people of Congressional District Ward, the hardworking families and businesses, big and small, to make sure your voice are heard and your government is a partner working with you.
Ron Quince is not afraid to speak the honest truth, even if it's unpopular.
Making good decisions has allowed me to grow a successful business. Trust has been the cornerstone of that success. Good decisions resulted in benefits for those who count.
This is why so many Vegas voters trust Ron Quince to make the right decision for our country.
Your vote in the primary election June 11 is a vote for trusted judgment and conviction to your voice, your needs. Ron Q for Congress. Trust, integrity, and experience. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
If you're like me and don't know much about cars, you're in luck. Each independently owned and operated Meineke treats you like family. Meineke might be a big name, but doesn't come with a big cost. Their digital e-inspection shows you exactly what needs or doesn't need to be repaired, so you can see it with your own eyes. Brakes, AC, check engine light, you name it. In fact, right now you can get an oil change for only $39.95. That's right, $39.95 for a Meineke oil change. So visit Meineke.com for the Meineke near you. Trust your key with Meineke, doing car care right.
Flu season is here. You and your family need to boost your superpowers. Get vaccinated. And remember, you can vaccinate your family from 6 months of age at your nearest health center, pharmacy, vaccine clinic, or certain community centers. Remember that flu can especially affect over 65-year-olds, adults with certain chronic diseases, pregnant women, and children under five. Keep them super immune. Check with your health care provider or go to immunizenevada.org. With health, there is life.
This message is sponsored by Immunize Nevada, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Here I am, rock you like a hurricane.
Okay, so we lost one juror. We've gone from 7 to 6. She was excused because she had been outed, I guess you would say. She was revealed to be a juror, and she didn't like that. And the judge said, "Okay, you're off the panel." Bill Barr is a former attorney general under Donald J. Trump, ran afoul of the candidate, but now that they're into court, he is siding with Donald J. Trump. This was Bill Barr. This is cut one, by the way. He was on Fox yesterday, essentially siding with Trump on this New York hush money trial. This was Bill Barr, the former Attorney General of the United States.
Yesterday, they seated 7 jurors total since the Trump hush money trial has begun here in New York City. It's quite a spectacle, quite an event. I know that you think that the prosecution seems far-fetched. Maybe the best way I could, maybe that's the kindest way that I can say that. Your thoughts as to how this is going now that it's underway and what you think about it?
Well, I've said from the beginning, this case is an abomination. You know, it's obviously political. 7 years after he pays hush money to try to come up with this case. It's also, as you say, it's not only far-fetched, they're trying to predicate it on a federal crime, which wasn't prosecuted, and they're wrong about it. This was not a campaign contribution. They're just wrong on the law. But to me, this shows that the real threat to liberty, the real threat to our system, are the excesses of the progressive left. They're perverting the system of justice, and you know that's where the danger lies, the corruption and subversion of our institutions by the left.
I heard you call this hush money case outrageous. And I also know you've been asked many times, you've had your disagreements with the former president. He's the presumptive nominee. We assume he will be the nominee. Will you support him in 2024?
Well, I've said all along, you know, given two bad choices, I think it's my duty to pick the person I think would do the least harm to the country. And in my mind, that's I will vote the Republican ticket.
You will.
I will support the Republican ticket. I think the real danger to the country, the real danger to democracy, as I say, is the progressive agenda. And while Trump, and I said, Trump may be playing Russian roulette, but continuation of the Biden administration is national suicide, in my opinion.
Yesterday, the Supreme Court heard a case about obstruction charges against some of the January 6th riot defendants, but it also has an impact possibly on a future legal event that President Trump's going to have to deal with. Listen to Justice Neil Gorsuch yesterday.
Would a sit-in that disrupts a trial or access to a federal courthouse qualify? Would a heckler in today's audience qualify, or at the State of the Union address? Would pulling a fire alarm before a vote qualify?
You're the best at explaining legal arguments and where justices are going to the rest of us who are not lawyers. What should we know?
So before I became AG, I wrote a 19-page memo on this topic. A lot of people were raising this when I was confirmed. I did it as a private citizen, and it was on this provision. And I said it was being carried much too far, and it has to be restricted to the impairment of evidence, like the destruction of documents and things like that. It just can't be used the way they're using it, and it's very comprehensive. And now several courts have agreed, and I think the Supreme Court is going to rule that way.
Well, if that's the case, then you have hundreds of January 6th defendants who are in jail.
Right.
And the whole idea about this obstruction charge is born out of the Enron disaster of the early 2000s.
Right.
And Jack Smith is also, he has a count against the former president
right.
for obstruction.
Right.
What would be the end result of that?
So he's going to try to differentiate that. I think, you know, things like a riot, I think they are going to be let free if the court rules the way I think they should rule on the law. And that's not to say I think that those rioters who broke in are justified. I'm just saying this was a misapplication of the law. What Smith is going to argue is that the effort to enlist the false panels involved the tampering of evidence, the creation of false evidence to present to Congress, and therefore this could be covered by that provision. So he's going to try to differentiate his situation from its application to demonstrators.
Bill Barr on Fox yesterday. When we come back, we'll let you hear a part of the special order speeches yesterday by Republicans. They were really, really fired up yesterday. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
They will stop at nothing to destroy our country from within. High inflation, chaos at the border, pro-terrorist rallies on college campuses. This is not the America our founding fathers envisioned for us. Hi, I'm Lieutenant Colonel David Flippo, and I'm running for Congress to fight back against this liberal insanity. Nevadans are tired of watching our country and our state being destroyed by radical liberals and career politicians. Some politicians will go so far to win, they will switch parties when it's convenient. I've been a lifelong conservative Republican who spent 24 years fighting for this country in the United States Air Force. I spent my career defending the country I love, and I am stepping up once again to stop them from taking over our party, our state, and our country. But I need your help to win this fight. Go to electdavidflippo.com for more information. And together, we can flip Nevada red. This is David Flippo, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect David Flippo.
Are your taste buds tired of the same routine? Well, folks, fire up those taste buds because it's time for Smoking Pig Barbecue's authentic homestyle Q with all the fixes. That's right. There's nothing quite like the feeling of gathering with friends and family and savoring slow smoked meats from Smoking Pig and enjoying the good old days. We're talking tender ribs falling off the bone, burgers piled high with all the fixes, and chicken so good it'll have you singing the blues. Don't forget our incredible brisket, a 12-hour smoke just for you. Add to that our famous appetizer for snacks with a beer and family, and our great sides and desserts. Everything from scratch like you like it. Barbecue ain't just about food. It's about creating memories. It's about friends and family having smiles that last long after the last bite is gone. So, don't let another weekend pass you by. Head down to Smoking Pig Barbecue, because a good barbecue brings people together, and that's something to celebrate. 4379 North Las Vegas Boulevard, or call 725-777-3988. Smoking Pig Barbecue. Man, that's good. Get some now.
The world has fallen apart with the disastrous decline of our government, our cities, and our lives brought on by Joe Biden and his radical Marxist handlers. Hi, I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, 110% behind President Trump, former U.S. ambassador, a dedicated physician for over 28 years in Nevada, and now I'm taking on the radical, liberal Jackie Rosen for the U.S. Senate. We've seen wars around the world, from Ukraine to Israel. America's next, and we need to stop it. We need to close our borders and institute the largest deportation deportation program in U.S. history. We absolutely need to throw them out. We need to be energy independent and not reliant on those who hate America. Like I always say, drill, baby, drill. President Trump needs your help, and so do I. This is a political war on the home front, but we will win. Visit DrJeffGunter.com to learn more, and let's take back our country, and let's take back the U.S. Senate. I'm Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for Senate.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Got a dream they've come to share. They're coming to America. They're coming to America.
Many of us are probably in information overload. There's so much going on. There's the Trump trial in New York. There's what's going on, obviously, in Washington with the Speaker of the House. Does he keep his job? Will they pass the funding bills? All of that is over, just about a 24-hour period. Yesterday, Alejandro Mayorkas got off. He got off without a scratch. He was impeached, but they didn't hold a trial. Ted Cruz, very passionate, and his response to the dismissal of impeachment charges against Alejandro Mayorkas. Give a listen to this. This is Cut 5. Go.
The Democrats who aren't here, they aren't here because you know who's also not here? If you look up at the gallery, the reporters are all gone. A couple of folks in the back. I hope you're all right. But the reporters are absent. That's the Democrats' plan. What is fascinating, we're presenting arguments. Many of us, particularly those of us in judiciary, but many of us have presented those arguments over and over and over again in hearings. Not a Democrat argues on the other side. It's an issue unlike any other issue I know of in politics. Listen, if we're arguing about taxes, as Republicans, we say we should cut taxes. It's good for the American people. And you know what Democrats do? They stand up. We know their talking points. No, tax the rich. Okay, fine. We have a debate. We're talking about just about every issue. The Democrats will argue on the other side. They have their spin. What is fascinating? Where's Dick Durbin, chairman of Judiciary Committee, standing up saying, no, it's not right that migrants are dying every day. No, it's not right that children are being assaulted every day. No, it's not right that women are being sexually assaulted every day. No, it's not right that they're releasing terrorists every day. They're not there. Not a Democrat is there. Why? Because you cannot defend it. I'll tell you, South Texas for 100 plus years has been a Democrat region of our state. It is turning red with the speed of a freight locomotive. Because nobody can see the suffering that is unfolding and defend it. And the Democrats, by their silence and by the complicity of the press corps, they are counting on the press corps to write story. Victory for the Democrats. Yay! They got rid of the impeachment trial. That's the headline they want. Understand they don't have a substantive defense. None of them disputes a word we are saying. Not a single Democrat has stood up and said, you know, it's wrong that Lake and Riley would still be alive if Joe Biden hadn't let her murderer go. They know it's right. The reason they didn't want a trial is they don't want the American people to hear about it. And it's our obligation to make sure the American people do.
That's the sort of passion that was on the floor of the United States Senate yesterday. We bring it to you as it happened. Stick around. Coming up, Dan Schwartz, former state treasurer, running for Congress in CD3. We'll find out what's on his mind. All that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Dan Schwartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Schwartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Schwartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids,
parents and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.